I am ready.
Okay. Okay, we will go ahead and call the Columbia City Common Council to order. It is Tuesday, May 12th, 2020, 6:02 p.m. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Bargan.
Here.
Griffith.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on March 24th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Before we really get started, as we go through this meeting, if you just want to remind you to maybe speak up a little bit because we are streaming with Facebook Live to meet our public access requirements from the state of Indiana. With that, I will introduce Dale to come on up. Dale's our new EDC director, and it's Boog.
Boog, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Spelled just like it sounds. That's okay.
Dale, welcome. We appreciate the work you have done for Northeast Indiana and certainly what you're going to do for Whitley County, and I'll go ahead and turn it over to you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm thrilled to be here. You know, it kind of feels like things have come full circle. My first real job was with Magnavox out on 600 a couple of years ago. And so here I am back in this community for what I hope to be is a really a long-term eventful and fulfilling position. I'm really thrilled about doing this. For those of you who don't quite know my background, so I feel like I have a nice mix to help what we want to accomplish here of business and then private public kind of background. So a lot of years at Megabox, which became Hughes, and then Navistar. And then when Navistar was leaving, I kind of joined this fledgling local group called the Regional Partnership. So I've been with the partnership. I was with the partnership for about 8 years, and then I moved on to the state of Indiana, the IDC, and I was there for 2 years and got to a pretty high role there as Vice President of International Business Development. I missed doing that kind of work. When I found out John was retiring, I was very adamant about my interest in doing this role, not just because of the work, but this community. You guys have a very strong reputation in this region and throughout the state. It's kind of common sense and how you take care of your community and get things done. I'm not saying that because I got the job. So I'm saying that because this was like a real fantastic opportunity. Now, people around the state know the reputation of this. It's because when my network found out I was getting this role, they all said, oh, congratulations, you couldn't go to a better place. And I'm also thrilled as I'm starting to learn who's at what companies, how many of them I know. You know, it just feels like I'm where I'm supposed to be. I look forward to working with this group and this entire community. You know, hopefully I can measure up to John Myers. I'm a lot taller than he was, so already, you know, I'm off to a good start. But, I mean, if you have any questions about my background, I've got three kids. I say kids, 20, 17, and 15. Hopefully the 20-year-old will be going back to West Lafayette in the fall. and married to Karen for a long time. And that's kind of my background. And I, again, thrilled to be doing this.
Great. Thank you, Dave. So we'll go ahead and any questions that you have for Dale?
No.
No? Okay, then we'll go ahead and move to the tax abatement request regarding Kyocera SGS over at 724 East Swihart Street. There was a memorandum that was put in your packet regarding Kyocera, what they're planning to do, which is purchase a bunch of equipment. And there's been some discussion, obviously, between Chip and Dale and John and me and Riley. And I think what's in front of you is a five-year abatement rather than the typical 10-year abatement. Mainly because there's not necessarily going to be additional jobs as included in this that certainly will add the tax value. I think what's the important part to kind of take out of this is that I believe it says the city officially breaks even on the project in the second year. Is that correct, Dale?
Correct.
So after the second year, we're in good shape from a tax perspective at that point. And certainly it helps out Kyocera as they continue to grow where they're at. They've been used to be SGS Specialty Group. Now it's Kyocera, if you don't know. They have been around for, they've been in Whitley County for a while now. I'm not sure, because I think before that was Oakview Tool,
right,
who was bought out by SGS and Kyocera, obviously, at that point. So they've been there on Swihart Street for a while now and been a good company for our community. And so, Dale, you have anything you'd like to add?
As you said, well, maybe not direct jobs now. It's some really nice state-of-the-art equipment, you know, and which goes to kind of what their mindset is. And I also like to say that they've been involved with the high school, and they get a $5,000 donation for the manufacturing program over there. And just to echo what the mayor said, that I think it'll pay benefits in the future. There's no money outlay for it, so the net present value for you is pretty good.
Great. Thank you. Any questions about this prior to moving to the resolution?
I just noticed there is no SB1.
We have a CF1. Oh, wait, no, that's the other one.
I didn't notice that until just now. All we have is the resolution and the...
Well, let's see what I might have brought over.
Yeah, if you happen to have it, well. That's okay. Yes. Okay, so
right.
I need to approve that. Yes. So we do have the SB1, so
okay.
You need to approve that based off the years.
Thank you.
I'd be happy to pass this around here in one moment. And these, this reflects, let me just make sure here. Yeah, this reflects what's on, for the most part, what's on your... the documents that were given by the EDC. I will say there is a little bit of a difference, Dale, just so you're aware.
Okay.
The difference is the information we have is $1,117,782,
yeah,
and the SB1 has $1,117,130, so a difference of $650,
okay,
bucks, give or take, but...
A $1 million project, $650.
A large percentage by any means, but whatever that, I don't know what that difference is, but again, in a $1 million project, that's not significant.
I'm just
going
to blame Riley. So.
Okay. He's not here to defend himself anyway. Let everyone take a look at that real quick, and then we'll move forward. Thank you. can't actually see each other?
Yeah.
Because down here, I can never see like Rosie or, you know, Marsha.
Yeah.
Make it two-tier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just make it a round. So it just goes all the way around the room. Okay. So with that, I will ask for a motion to read resolution number 2020-18 by title only.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read resolution number 2020-18 by title only.
Resolution number 2020-18, a resolution of the Columbia City Common Council approving the deduction of assessed valuation for real property improvements.
So again, this is the resolution for the abatement. It is a five-year abatement, and again, as a reminder, since we have a social media audience, abatements are on new assessed valuation, not on their current assessed valuation, so whatever taxes they're paying now, they're going to continue to pay those. This is on the additional taxes, if you will, for the new equipment they're purchasing. So, any questions regarding resolution number 2020-18?
It's not really a question, just a statement.
Sure.
I realize that this is not adding new jobs, but I would like to say that I'm pleased anytime we see businesses wanting to invest in our community and expand the offerings that they do have. So I think if there's ways we can support that, we should.
Duly noted. Thank you. Anything else? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve resolution number 2020-18 on first and final reading? Motion by Dan, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, thank you. Next up is we have the approval of the Statement of Benefits for Personal Property, as noted, the SB1. Do I have a motion to approve SB1 for a five-year abatement for Kyocera SGS Precision Tools?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. I will sign that here. Okay. Thank you. Next up, we're going to go to the Statement of Benefits, the CF1 forms. As you remember, this is the time of year, even though it's kind of odd. This is the time of year in which we go through the different businesses. I know in the past there has been an interest in having those businesses come here if they want to, or if they obviously have some different things on their form that is unanticipated or different than what they were projecting. But obviously trying to kind of contain who actually comes in and who doesn't, and so with that, if there's anybody that you do want to come in, we certainly can follow back up. The governor actually has delayed when these have to be approved by, so we actually do have a little bit of time for your information. So with that, we'll go ahead and go through the list. The first one is Peak Performance Properties. So what I'm looking for is either discussion or a motion to approve the SB1 for an additional year and to find them in compliance.
I move that we go ahead and approve Peak Performance Properties, CF1, or they're approved that they will continue to get their payment.
That they have, that they're... Go ahead.
That they're targets.
Yeah. Meeting expectations and improve them for another year.
Yes, that.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion by Tad, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the compliance for statement of benefits. I'm sorry, compliance with statement of benefits for DOT America Real Property. Do Do I have a motion to find them in compliance and approve for an additional year?
I move that we find them in compliance and approve them for additional year.
Okay, motion by Jennifer, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Is it okay if I make a statement right now?
You may.
I think it's outstanding that they estimated that they were going to bring in 4 jobs and brought in 37.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we really like to see in these
yes,
forms.
Yes, indeed. I completely agree.
Absolutely.
And that was a 2014, so they're on year, what, 6? Am I doing my math right? Year 6,
yes.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Social studies. Social studies. Next up is the DOT America for personal property. And this form's a little different. Rather than being side by side, it's actually top to bottom. Kind of give you some perspective there. So do I have a motion to approve DOT America's CF1, find them in compliance, and approve for an additional year?
I'll make that motion that they are in compliance, and we accept it as presented. And this kind of dovetails off what Jennifer shared on the previous, that the revenue actuals of the employees are way above expectation.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Okay.
Motion by Walt, seconded by who?
Whoever.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is real property from DOT America. This is the 2017. Do I have a motion to approve them in compliance and approve them for an additional year?
I move that they're in compliance and that we add on an additional year. Or not add on, extended another
year.
Yeah.
Approved for an additional year.
Yes.
I'll second it.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is DOT America personal property, again, 2017. Do I have a motion to find them in compliance and approve an additional year?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, next up is BR Real Estate, and this was from 2018. Do I have a motion to find them in compliance and approve for an additional year? That's okay.
So, I think this was when I was in China last night. So,
their assessed values were a lot lower.
Yeah, that was the one that kind of was a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
The net value, their assessed value was, you know, less than half of
mm-hmm.
the projection. I just didn't understand.
Yeah.
Why that would be.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, obviously, their employees and salaries, their employees have met the number they asked for. The salaries are actually $60,000 above. But the AV, you're correct, the estimated assessed valuation of $650,000 is not, is at $398,000. Now, obviously, the cost itself was higher than anticipated, so they effectively spent more, but the AV isn't as high. Now, granted, in some ways, I guess I would say that's actually better for the council because you're keep in mind you're abating what the assessed value is. So if the assessed value is lower, you're actually abating less dollars than you were anticipating. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, but I think that's, and I could be wrong, but I think that's pretty well controlled by the assessor more than anybody else. Certainly, I think one thing we can do to your note, and I think it's maybe we can make a note of this, is that we can check to make sure they've not asked for any, they've not appealed the assessment, because I believe in most of these, if not all, we, especially in an agreement like I know we had with BR, we mandate as part of the agreement that they don't request, they don't appeal an assessment, let's say it that way. So we can check that.
Yeah, I'm not opposed. I was just,
sure.
It just seemed like it was such a vast difference.
From what they were anticipating.
From what they, yeah, the expectation was, so that's why I was curious.
And I'm not sure, because that was the 2018, so if they finished it in 2018, they had a half a year, so that means it's 18 pay 19, but it really is 19 pay 20, so I'm wondering if there's a lag on there in some way, shape, or form. Again, we can check that out. So
I use the proposed project cost versus assessed. It seems to be as for its first hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then bottom line is it's something that should be noted.
Sure.
And confirmed.
Yep. It has been noted. Would you like to motion? Would someone like to motion? Okay. Okay. Motion by Dan, seconded by Tad to approve, find him in compliance, but with the notation that there's a significant difference in assessed valuation.
Correct.
Okay. Questions, comments, concerns?
Question.
Yes.
As you mentioned at the start, this hasn't been extended out for approval. Mm. Wonder if we should just give them an opportunity to relook at that, and maybe we can look at it for the next meeting. Because I hate to approve it and find out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just table it.
I think
just do you remember what the guideline, what the time frame is?
Well, May 12th, I think, is when they're due, correct?
Well, that's what originally, but I think he pushed it out to June.
I don't.
Do you know?
Offhand. Yes.
He pushed it to June?
I thought it was June 15th.
Okay. That sounds right to me. I mean, I thought it was either early to mid-June, so.
We would have at least another meeting, maybe two.
Yeah.
That way we all would hear the same answer, or maybe they want to come in and share some of their challenges.
Right.
We can do whatever the council pleases.
So then I can.
You can, yes. Yep.
I move that we table this.
Okay.
Until the next meeting.
Okay. I have a motion by Jennifer to table until the next meeting. I thought you did. I'm sorry. Yes, you did. Okay. Okay. So a motion by Jennifer to table, second by Tad for the discussion. All those in favor? It is unanimous, so we'll table that to.
So, Dale, will you be getting?
Yeah, I think it's Bill Robel.
Yep.
It's a good chance for me to meet him.
Yep.
I'll take that off.
Okay.
Yeah, I got
Thank you.
That AV actually really, it does surprise me, because they built a brand new building with three commercial storefronts, real close to 30.
Are they all full?
No, they are. Yeah.
They are.
Hopewell, Banker. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they took the last spot. Yep. Okay. Next up is Burnham Kerr, one of our favorites.
So the first one is mainly for the Dunham's building?
Yeah. That's a real estate
and
improvement, real property.
And wings.
And the next one is for the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
Yep. Do I have a motion to find Burnham Kerr in compliance and approved for an additional year?
Well, this one seemed to be significant with class and what their plan was.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree.
I know there was some issues out there. People being held in that building. rough. Maybe
I would maybe ask that maybe offer our representation, have someone come and speak for him. I think he's out of northern Michigan.
Yeah, he's in Michigan.
All right, so I'm just saying an opportunity to have him or
could he call in?
Sure, absolutely.
He did come to one of our meetings last year, the year before.
I think it was the year before.
Yeah.
But he also acknowledged his travel was, at that time, was hard for him to project.
Yeah.
I've just been kind of emailing back and forth with him. I mean, I can ask him if he can give us.
So, well,
really wanting to come in.
Well, let me get some clarification just so I understand. So, obviously, I understand there's a difference between 30 and 16. I understand that. The number of additional employees, however, is from 8 to 58, and total salaries of those additional 58 is $448,000. So I just want to make sure that when Dale or whoever contacts Jeff, that he has an understanding of what the concerns are.
And
I'm not trying to defend him. I'm just trying to make sure I have an understanding.
Is that 58, like, temporary employees or part-time employees? Because I know they're going to have a lot of fluctuation since they are retail.
Sure.
And they may only have 16 salary employees or full-time
sure.
employees.
Sure. I can't necessarily answer that question.
And this is the exact same figures you gave us last year.
Last year.
I think it would be nice to be able to talk to this a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, if you had, with the retained, the salaries are not that far off. I mean,
right.
From if you have the retained employees and the additional new employees, that's a lot. I mean, so that's a lot of part time or
right.
That's supposed to be real estate improvements benefits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So salary would be under that umbrella.
Well, keep in mind that the tax abatement is on the real estate. But they effectively prompt, if you will, when they fill this out, they make a projection of how many jobs, what's the salary going to be, et cetera. So I mean, you kind of have two components. You have what they projected would be the employees and the salary, but you also have Section 4, which is what the actual cost versus the actual net values of what they effectively spent on that property. Now, we don't have the AB numbers there, but... you can see that obviously they spent more than they were anticipating to spend when they first filled this out. And this is a 2013, so that means they're probably at, 30% value left? They're probably getting about 30% abatement right now, or that's what they're proposing. So we can do whatever the council pleases. This is your role and responsibility, so we can...
I'd still like to maybe, because didn't we have some questions asked about maybe another?
Every year. Every year there's questions about this.
That's what I thought. So, I mean, maybe just to get a fair weather report from them and how it's going there, I think it would be advantageous for us to hear what's going on. So
I always see it as an opportunity for the businesses to talk about what's going on and what's going right and what's going wrong and... shed some light on what they're doing. I mean,
okay.
So I move that we table this also and like to coordinate some sort of communication from them.
Okay.
Visiting or video chat or phone.
Okay. We'll coordinate with Dale or whoever. Okay, so I have a motion to table by Tad.
I second it.
Seconded by Jenny for the discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. It is tabled. So then on the other side of that, you have another CF1 form for Burnham Kerr. This is for the Dollar Tree property. Dale, for your records, every year these two are kind of intermingled, and it creates problems.
Okay.
So I know that John tried for multiple years to try to get it cleared up, and it just doesn't tend to get cleared up. So If you could help with that, that would be great.
This one actually looks better.
Yeah. It might type with Jennifer's comment about part-time and full-time. That's a good point.
I mean, I think with a Dollar Tree, you're probably not going to get a whole lot of full-time people, I'm guessing.
Most of the retail is part-time employees because you don't have to pay benefits. Along with that, it's usually high school students or people that just look for a few hours a week. So that's the one thing that I'm noticing on the numbers.
So what is the pleasure of the council?
I move that we approve this one.
Second.
Motion by Tad to approve, find them in compliance, and approve them for an additional year. Seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, next up is the Fair Housing Ordinance. This is the second reading of this, and as you may remember, there's been some changes. Marcia actually had worked on this, and again, I know it's been a month since we met, so try to refresh everybody's memory here a little bit, but there were some federal changes. Correct me if I'm wrong, Marcia, but there were some federal changes to that needed to be represented in our fair housing ordinance, correct?
Yes, it would have been nice if I had looked this over. but I think some of it was just pure terminology, whether it was disabled or handicap changes or that type of thing, is a lot of it.
Yep.
That's a lot of the changes I made in there, plus just cleaned up some of it based upon statutory changes. So it wasn't just federal, it was some state stuff too.
Yep. Thank you.
I'm sorry about being more specific, but I truly cannot remember it. I should have looked this up before.
Well, again, if my memory serves me correctly, it was mainly that there was not really substantive changes as much as it was just filling
correct.
In the guidelines from state and federal. So
that part is correct.
Yeah. Okay, with that, do I have a motion to read ordinance number 2020-10 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Jenny. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2020-10 by title only.
Ordinance 2020-10, an ordinance amending Chapter 93, Fair Housing of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Any questions, comments, concerns about the ordinance itself? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2020-10 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, you should have gotten an email from our HR director, Beth Igney. This is an update to our drug and alcohol policy, drug and alcohol abuse program. It really centers around Department of Transportation regulations. Again, you should have gotten an email that explained that. So with it being a policy, it is up to the council to approve those policies, and certainly would be happy to attempt to answer questions.
So we have this in place today.
Yep. Yeah, that's the modification to our actual policy. We actually started doing this, I'm going to say, maybe a month or two ago. Does that sound right?
Working on this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, again, it was a DOT mandate. So. Okay, hearing nothing else, can I have a motion to approve the amendment to the drug and alcohol abuse program as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Rosie, what else do we got?
I think that's it for me.
Okay. Dale, you have anything else for us?
Not really, other than, let's hit the ground running and hopefully we'll some good business in here. here. I think I just wanted to say I did listen to the Facebook at noon, and I'm happy to get involved with the property that's been worked on. I'm glad to be on the team for that.
Great. Thank you, Dale. Yep. I'll let Tad touch on that when we get to that point. Appreciate that. A couple of things for your information, just for the council's information. And again, I've been trying to keep you up to date as things have changed and what we're going to open and what we're not, and here's this and here's that, because it changes daily for us as well. I will tell you that obviously our goal was last Monday to open up playgrounds and athletic facilities. That didn't happen because the governor's order, as I mentioned. I think the goal right now is for us to open our aquatic center potentially on June 14th with 50% capacity, working social distancing and mask and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, individuals are not going to be required to wear a mask in the water. But we're still trying to figure out what it's going to look like on the deck. That's the big issue. And right now there seems to be some ambiguity coming from the Indiana State Department of Health on how that's going to work. You may have recently seen that Drury Pool over in New Haven has decided not to have a season this year. And obviously we're still working through all the technicalities of what that's going to look like. And so I will continue to say we have a goal of opening on June 14th, okay? We'll see. We are following the governor's recommendations. Our plan is for, as mentioned, on June 8th. That will be, actually June 6th ends up being where everyone kind of goes back to a regular working schedule here in the city. But that June 8th would be when we officially open City Hall back to the public. So the June City Council and Board of Works meetings will be open to the public at that point. But again, things may change, and if we see a spike or if we get changing direction from the governor's office or the Indiana State Department of Health, we certainly will follow their lead in regards to that. I don't anticipate us being any more stringent than the governor has laid out. Things have been very different around City Hall, and so I am glad to see you all, and not just behind a screen.
Thank you.
It is good to see you all. Marcia.
I have nothing.
Okay. Before I call on Chip, I will say that we are going to have a seated meeting. I know, like I emailed out, we are going to have a seated meeting as soon as this is over, so we'll just keep rolling on that. Gather and we'll go through that. Okay, Chip.
Nothing.
Rosie.
Nothing.
Had a great redevelopment commission meeting for our first time back. I think there's a lot of stuff to still unpack for what RDC can do, but I'll leave that to Tad. Certainly want to encourage individuals to do what you can for our local organizations and our local businesses and our nonprofits and the things that have kept our community running. A lot of people doing a lot of really cool stuff. I will tell you, I'm working with the school corporation to figure out an appropriate and good way to celebrate our seniors. After this kind of all hit, I got with Dr. O'Connor and said, hey, what do you want to do? Are we cool to do things? She said, I'd rather just wait until we figure out what graduation is going to look like. And so now that they've determined that, I'm working with the high school principals to make that determination on kind of what makes sense for the city to celebrate our seniors who were gypped out of basically a third of a school year, softball season, baseball season, lots of other competitions, things like that. So anyways. We did, Chip, I know you mentioned it in your report, but would you give a really quick overview of the grant that we were awarded from OCRA?
We applied for $150,000,
yep.
And we received a $75,000 grant from OCRA. $35,000 will go to Passages to provide personal protective equipment to their staff for, you know, in their homes. The other $40,000 will go to the Whitley County Council of Aging and supplying meals Their meals have spiked considerably with the quarantine and everything. They're up to, she told me Friday, they did roughly 150 meals that they gave out. So 40,000 of that will go towards the meals, and they also had to furlough many of their drivers for the, you know, their bus drivers just because of the contact. So we're going to assist with some of those wages. So it was quite exciting.
And just so you're aware of why we applied for that is because with OCRA, because we are an eligible entity because we're a small city or town. So we're eligible for that, and then they basically are sub-recipients of us. So we get the money, pass it down, basically. That's the reason why we applied instead of them applying directly, just so you know.
There were several different grants we could apply for, and that one just really, talking through it, hit the community more. Mm-hmm. You know, we could have did a hospital, changed the building into a hospital. That we didn't really need that, you know, and just some of the things. So that one just, we felt, you know, touched the community the most, and, yep. And so it was kind of a big win. I said we had a rough December, missing out on several grants, so we at least got our feet back in.
So on that note as well, just so you're aware, there is a bunch of stuff happening when it comes to the finances and the aid that's coming from the federal government, from the state government. I'm really thankful that we have had Lori Shipman on, effectively retainer, for a couple of years now, because she is a great resource to be able to write those grants and to get things kind of funneled down, if you will. But as the governor had kind of mentioned, there's $300 million they've already kind of approved, if you will, to go to local governments. We're not sure exactly what that's going to look like, because I don't think we've gotten that information yet, correct? So once we get that information, we'll obviously cover the cost that we're eligible to recover in regards to that. We also, as a region, because we are uniquely positioned as Northeast Indiana compared to other regions across the state that do not work as well together, we are working to effectively combine all of what our expenses are across the board, from economic and hospital and certainly payroll and other things like that that we've had to either put out or plan to put out. We were combining all that stuff to put together effectively a proposal to the state. And as you may know, the state got over $2 billion to give out effectively to different entities in the state. I'm assuming they'll take some of that for their unemployment fund that's been dramatically hit. But there will be a significant portion left, and we feel like because Northeast Indiana is who we are, and because the fact that we have great organization, we have great communities that rally together, we're putting together effectively a package to present to the state. And frankly, it probably will be the only organization, the only region that has actually put together a package like this. So we're going to be first out of the gate. Senator Andy Zay deserves a lot of credit for that. Between him and Bill Kanya at the regional chamber, really started working on that. And so between George and I and Beth here at the our HR director and others, we've really been trying to put together a comprehensive package that covers lots of different things that would help. One of the things that because there's no template, we're just trying to figure out what we actually can get funded. One of those things is high-speed broadband internet of some sort, and what that looks like, a build-out of high-speed broadband. Certainly, I think I'd want fiber, but as we all know, because of a lot of people being home, because of the e-learning system and everything like that, we know that our internet system has been taxed dramatically, that there's a lot of people, especially across the county, that don't have access to anything faster than about 5 to 10 download speeds and maybe one up. So we know there's a big issue there, and we're trying to figure out a way to tackle that financially. So just an update on some of the things that we've been working on. It's been overwhelming, but good at the same time. So, Jennifer.
I just wanted to mention that Ordinance Committee met a couple of weeks ago virtually. That was different. but somewhat productive. We'll be meeting again soon. We've got some stuff in the works, so.
Great.
It's moving forward.
Excellent. Thank you. Jenny?
Nothing.
Nothing. Tad?
So we did have a good redevelopment meeting earlier today, and we discussed a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Just a quick update on the LML, the old Cardinal Parade building on South Line Street there. Going to start doing some actual testing, the boring, and putting in chemicals to see if it'll, I guess, mitigate, you know, with the chemicals seeping deeper into the ground and everything later this month. And then there's a three-month window where they go back and test to make sure it works. And then if everything is working properly, then they'll go ahead and finish that project. And then we were supposed to have a meeting earlier, or in April.
In April, yep.
We were going to do a really pretty long, drawn-out meeting just to discuss options for that property and what, you know, we kind of envision that to be in the future. So we obviously postponed that, and we'll be, I think at our next meeting in June, we're going to revisit that and have some probably in-depth discussions about what we want that property to look like and, you know, what type of businesses we'd like there or not. So obviously, if you have any input, please share it. If you have ideas for that property or what you think may be good or what our community is lacking.
And I think just as important is what we don't want there. Because when we talk to somebody who wanted a park less than this, looking for a parking lot for less than desirable trucks or whatnot.
Yeah.
That's not where we cleaned
that
up.
Wasn't there before? Absolutely. Yeah. Because that was one of the things that Lori was talking about regarding that. So do you have any input? You'd like to give any input? And then also at the mayor's, you know, was at the meeting this morning and discussed putting together a committee with the RDC on ways that we can help local businesses, trying to help. You know, we don't know what that looks like then yet, but we have some funds available that we may be able to accept applications and somehow, you know, help bolster some local small businesses here in the community. So I think that was that was most of the stuff we talked about.
I agree completely, and again, I think certainly, you know, you all have not only your ear to the ground, some of you are small business owners, and so certainly I think the RDC was looking for, you know, what are those gaps? Because there, you know, there's individuals, and one of the things we talked about today is there's a lot of companies that are eligible for the PPP or were eligible for the PPP because they have payroll. But there's also individual businesses that are sole proprietorships that don't have a whole lot of payroll or don't meet the qualifications. There's also obviously individuals that maybe they don't fit the qualifications for there, but you know, maybe it's been a supply chain issue and they've had to pay more to get something. What are those gaps, and how can we create a flexible program that certainly is well positioned for the Redevelopment Commission as, again, redevelopment of business in Columbia City? How can we position that program to be flexible enough to be able to change over time as the economy changes, but also how can we position it to really fill gaps? That's, you know, there's a whole lot of money that's being dispersed for lots of reasons, and as I mentioned, I don't want it to be a situation where we just throw money out the window because we have money to throw, but instead, we need to make sure it's packaged to fill the gaps that will help keep those businesses going in this time where, frankly, we don't know when customers are going to come back, at least full amount of customers are going to come back. So, appreciate it, Ted. Walt?
Just a couple things. The Cortland County Regional Sewer Districts is still active. We've kind of taken a step back, and we've hired a new firm to come in to assist us in starting that process. So we're going forward slowly, but I think what we've done is made some good choices in regards to that to make sure we're doing the right thing across the county. So it's been quiet, but it's going to pick up speed here in different locations. That everybody has an interest of where we should start. We've got a good plan laid out, and we'll be submitting that to the state for their approval. Right now, I had a couple of developers approach me from the Planning Commission. They're just sharing their concerns with some time frames with where they're at, you know, right now. We're almost head for midsummer, and they haven't even broke ground yet.
Yep.
And so if they haven't broke ground yet, they may not have the opportunity to make the investment this year. They may have to wait a full year to start putting the infrastructure in and things like that. So the Planning Commission's got a busy agenda for this month. So I know that is, again, a concern, trying to keep things going. And so it's been 2 months since we've met.
Yeah. We met March, and then we met out April. So.
Yeah, so it's we're trying, but we've had some challenges.
Question on that, Walt. So is the concern the timeline of the Planning and Building Department and those time frames, or is it because of COVID, just their own ability to get going? I guess the reason I'm asking that is it something that we as a city, or certainly as the Plan Commission, you guys can effectively speed up, or is that something that is just based on materials and based on labor? And
I think you've touched on a little bit of everything.
Okay.
But I think some of the biggest challenges is the approval process for the development.
Okay.
There's some changes that has to go through that process. And again, we've been down for 2 months, mm-hmm. so now we're coming back, hitting the ground running, trying to get them restarted. But also, the developers are being cautious of their investment.
Yep.
They don't want to be putting the infrastructure in November or December. That was part of their plan to have it this year.
Yep.
And so, you know, they've got some choices to make. We've got some things to work with them on. And I think that right now we've just got to let see where we're at at this point.
They're back with me next week.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 And I was going to say, I did see that agenda. It looked like it was pretty hefty. There's some really good stuff on there as well. But I guess the only reason I bring that up, Walt, is that if there's a feel that the time frames need to be moved up or moved quicker, whatever, in order to accommodate those, my guess is, knowing this council, we would support, or you guys would have support, some kind of quickened, if you will,
right.
Time frame.
Mayor, I think that's what we're going to really dive into.
Gotcha.
This next meeting of those priorities and the entities and who's ready, who's not ready, because they don't want to pull the trigger until they know they've got something
sure.
solid. The last thing is the 26th of May, I believe. Is that when you're going on?
Yeah, the next council meeting?
Yeah.
Yes, I will not be at the next council meeting, which is on the 26th.
So I just want to acknowledge to you, just be aware of it. We may or we may not have a meeting, depending what the agenda brings to us, okay? So we'll keep you posted as we know. Or if you guys have something that really needs to be addressed, please let me or Rosie know. But we're going to, again, kind of right now, see what comes in and what's a major event. You know, something's going to be at risk if we don't have a meeting, or is it something that can be tabled to the next face-to-face meeting in June? So
the meeting after that would be the 9th of June, which would be obviously when we would be reopened, if you will. So I guess a couple of thoughts and questions as we think through that of whether, again, I don't know if you're going to meet or not. But a couple of things to think through that. Do we know if there's any more CF1s that we're going to need to get in by that time?
There's about, what did you say, 10 more? Or wait, I've got it here.
Because I think there's more CF1s that we've not gone through.
Yeah.
So if the date is June 15th, then we'll have time to approve that and get that sent in by June 8th.
Six?
Is there six left?
Well, plus the ones we didn't.
Yeah, there's two we added tonight. Okay. I'm just trying to make sure that we're going to stay on schedule and we don't get behind there.
Yeah.
So.
Thank
you. Yep. Oh, wait a minute. Dan.
Sorry, I missed the last ordinance.
It was different.
but no, I had a kind of a
Yep.
So I can totally incredibly nice. Also with additional
Yep.
And it's still happening.
Yep.
Even though we're running into this situation, but you know, our city's still going.
Yep.
Yep,
I agree with you. I every day when I do look at those apartments, it gets me more and more excited because you know, even though we have what's going on right now in our world, the global pandemic, it's still really neat to see that we still have progress happening here, and I think it says a lot about who we are as a community. So that's Chip. Remind me, that's on schedule. That apartment complex is on schedule for
first of June.
First of June. Very good. So, anything else for the good of the cause? Okay, then we will adjourn council and start CIP here in about 5 minutes.